SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Two presidential campaigns taking totally different approaches to the issue of abortion.
For Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris, abortion access is a central theme of her campaign and a huge applause line.
The freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
But former President Trump is downplaying the significance of abortion in the election.
I don't think it's a big factor anymore, really.
States are now dealing with the issue after the U.S. Supreme Court removed the constitutional right to an abortion. Craig Clugston, Washington.
In the last few years, things have not exactly gone right for the United States Navy. It continues to struggle to build affordable warships. Some of the biggest problems, one expert says, the shipbuilding industry is in its worst state in decades. Also, at SRNnews.com, Union Pacific Railroad not holding up its end of the bargain. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
The union that represents train engineers says Union Pacific is holding back on its promises to make their schedules more predictable. These quality of life concerns nearly caused a nationwide rail strike 2 years ago. The nation's largest railroad is telling the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen Union that it's not getting enough work out of its engineers anymore and had to hire more workers than it planned. So Union Pacific wants to tweak the schedule improvement agreements it signed last year. CEO Jim Vena said the railroad will ultimately live up to the deals, but some 60% of its engineers still don't have new schedules. Ron Taylor reporting.
Major bust by the feds. Officials have arrested a California man accused of trying to send 2,200 pounds of methamphetamine to Australia. Police took the man into custody just east of Los Angeles. This is SRN News. A unique pro-life event coming this fall.
It's called the Across America Relay, and it will feature runners and walkers converging on Kansas City from the north, south, east, and west. The relay runners are set to arrive in the city on October 19th, and organizers say the event is designed to make the unborn visible and convince people to support them. The runners and walkers will stop and pray for unborn babies and their mothers along the way, while others will line the route with pro-life signs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
What are the odds of this? A Texas church has not one, but two members aboard the International Space Station. Like many astronauts before them, Barry Wilmore and Tracy Dyson, bringing along their faith in the Lord when they launched into space. The two are members of the Providence Baptist Church. Dyson says God uses us in all pretty neat ways. This is SRN News. A critical mental health provider shortage in Texas.
A workforce survey done by the Texas Behavioral Health Executive Council found that over 75% of the 10,200 mental health providers who responded indicated they were not supervising anyone currently. Over 50% of 7,600 respondents said they were not interested in serving as supervisors. The most common reasons were too much liability, not enough time, and loss of client time. The situation has created a backlog of interns searching for opportunities to work with a mental health provider. John Scott reporting.
Well, the Senate-stop Democrat says he'll work to block a plan that would cut the proposed budget for the CDC. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that a spending reduction would endanger the public. He claims the reduction would wreak havoc on food safety funding mechanisms. More details at SRNnews.com.